With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Japanese beetles are currently ravaging plants, and their damage is made worse by how dry it has been. Japanese beetles are insects that were first introduced to the United States in 1916 and are now widespread throughout the eastern half of the U.S. This beetle is a notorious pest of over 300 different garden plants, with the worst damage seen on plants in the rose family. Japanese beetles will emerge as adults between June and late August, depending on how cool spring is. Once emerged, the adult beetles only have 45 days maximum to live, on average about 30, so they get busy feeding and mating. Japanese beetles have a very unique coloring pattern on their bodies, with the abdomen an iridescent copper color and the thorax and head a shiny green. The beetles will only get about as big as your thumbnail. Feeding damage occurs every year, but will be more apparent this year because of the extreme heat. Japanese beetles are chewing insects, which means that they are ingesting the plant tissue for its energy. Once they chew holes in the tissue, water can escape from the wounds. In high drought periods, this will desiccate the leaves and make feeding damage even more obvious. While this looks disturbing, it should not kill off plants, provided that you give some tender love and care in the form of supplemental watering. Japanese beetles are such a common pest that pretty much any insecticide will be labeled for their control. Most insecticides will be contact insecticides, which means that they need to touch what you are trying to kill. The other two classes of insecticides are residue insecticides and systemic insecticides. Residue insecticides will leave a chemical on the plant's surface as they evaporate, and when the insect feeding on the plant ingests the chemical, it dies. Systemic insecticides function similarly, but instead of the chemical being on the surface of the plant, it is instead taken up through the roots and moved throughout the plant's tissue. Residue insecticides will be less impactful on pollinators than contact insecticides, and systemic insecticides even less impactful than that. You can determine the impact of different insecticides on pollinators by looking up the chemical on the University of California's bee pesticide database. If you would rather have a non-chemical method of control, removing adults by hand and throwing them into a bucket of soapy water will kill the beetles. Because Japanese beetles overwinter in the soil, the larva can also cause problems in lawns, chewing on the roots in early summer. You can spread insecticides on the lawn 4 weeks before emergence to minimize the impacts of both the grubs and adults. The end of May to the end of June is the best time to spread these insecticides, again, timing depending on how cool your preceding spring is. After the adults die off in the fall, large larvae that are descending into the soil to overwinter will not be well controlled by soil insecticide application. Instead, time your grub killer application for the following May. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.